You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And welcome back to Talk With Us.
Welcome, everybody.
Guys, I gotta let y'all know something. We have hit the 21st episode.
Yay!
Yay!
21st episode. All right.
Yes, that's a big thing for us.
Yeah,
so thank you guys for helping us with our podcast. We appreciate you guys' love and your support.
Yeah, we do. Thank you very much.
That's right. All right, y'all. Today's topic is going to be a little different. And today's topic is going to be called What If? And what I mean by that is going to be like, what if African-American people, me and a lot of more, are the real Israelite? And we have a special guest with us today who's going to tell you guys a little more about that.
Okay. All right. It's sort of like the things that make you go,
Yes, the thing that make you go,
But in this case, it's what if?
What if?
Okay.
We are.
All right.
The real Israelite.
Okay. Cool. We can go with that and dig deeper and see what we come up with.
But before we get into the topic, we're going to tell you guys what's going on in this crazy world. So if y'all ready for the news, let's slide in.
All right. So welcome back to the news part of this podcast, guys. So as you have heard, or some of you, you know, if you don't follow football, then you haven't heard. But the Raiders coach, after a homophobic and misogynistic emails, he was fired. Well, he resigned, rather. But
fired.
Okay. Well, fired. Well, he was going to be fired anyway. But in the email, it details that the New York Times Raiders coach John Gruden casually used misogynistic and homophobic language to disparage people. Okay. So, you know, but the thing about it is, y'all, now, first of all, these emails were back up in, I think, around 2018, I believe.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything that was like recently happened, but it was proof enough to get the coach fired.
Why they waited so long, though?
I don't know. Maybe they just came across them, but I don't know. John Gruden stepped down Monday as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, football team hours after the New York Times detailed emails in which he had made homophobic and some other comments and remarks. Following an earlier report of the racist statement about a union leader, his resignation was a striking departure from the football league for a coach who had won a Super Bowl, been a marquee analyst on ESPN, and returned to the NFL in 2018 to lead the resurgent Raiders, which he had coached for years, y'all, for years. And now he is out of a job,
fired.
No longer a coach. But my thing about this is, okay, and you guys can read the report on any, you know, just Google it, and it'll tell you, you know, everything you really want to know, what was said and whatnot. But my thing is, I might get some little backlash from this, but if I do, I do, whatever. But I think what really got him fired was the homophobic.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Remarks.
That's
because,
what it was.
Because what it was supposed to be racist comment.
Towards a black man.
Yeah, but that was like, that wasn't even it either. It was just like he was really prejudiced against women. But, you know, I'm not saying he wasn't racist. He was, but he was more racist against women and gays, I think.
Yeah.
And he might have said something, you know, along the lines of somebody that, you know, who was of color. But I think what did it, what kind of put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, was the homophobic thing.
That's
because
what it was. I mean,
nobody can
know
really
that.
Say anything about homophobic people.
That is off limits.
Because, you know, they either lose their job or whatever. But I don't think that's fair. I'm not defending him in any way about, you know, but this is America and you do have a freedom of speech where we used to and we still do. But you can now, you know, there are consequences behind things that you say now.
No, you can't say nothing.
And if you know that you're holding, a good paying job, then it's like you better keep your mouth closed because you could stand a chance of losing your job that is bringing you in some pretty, you know, income.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, But I think it was the homophobic that did it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just say, you know, if you're going to be fair, you know, about it all. But it was, it to me, that just stands out the most. And, but, you know, he got his opinion about, you know, gay people, whatever, LGBTQ people, you know, that's his opinion. You can't make somebody like somebody. Even if he was white and he said something about black people, you cannot make this person, you know, like you, okay? But, yeah, he stood a chance of losing his job and everything. But my take is that, you know, it was more about that.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I believe it was more about the homophobe comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not about the black stuff that he said about the black man.
Yeah, I don't think that.
And I don't really think they care about what he said about the women's either.
Me either. I don't really think so either. Because see, that's what it was. It was like it's that misogynic, if I'm pronouncing that right, which I think I'm mispronouncing it, word. But it really means that when you got a strong prejudice against women.
Yeah.
See, it ain't got nothing to do with you being black. It's just women.
Isn't he married though?
I don't know. I'm sure he is. Most coaches are.
Mm. I mean, if he feels that strongly towards a woman.
Maybe.
I wonder how he feels towards his wife.
But maybe he feels that toward the working woman. I don't know. Maybe
probably
it's
the ones
it's the women
who are
that
taking
are around
over the men jobs.
You know, like the women coaches. I mean, the women refs. And
yeah.
Stuff. Maybe he don't like that.
Yeah.
You know. And
maybe so.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know girl power and all that there. But, you know, a lot of females just need to stay in their place soon. They need to stay in their places, y'all. Because, like, you know, out there on that field and stuff. I think that's a guy's place.
That's a man job.
Yeah, and it's, you know, don't take the sport away from the guys because that belongs to them. You know, that's theirs.
It so, is.
But I you know, like I said, I'm not defending him about hating on women and stuff. I'm not defending him about hating
none of it
actually. But you do have an opinion about things. It's just that when you are in a position, sometimes you have to watch your mouth or watch what you put in emails and things like that because it'll come back and haunt
you. I just don't get why they hold on to the emails that long and then release it now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you've been wrote that and been said that, why hold on to it?
Yeah, that's kind of a problem, too, because if you want to convict somebody for something, then why would you wait till 2021 to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you didn't have a clue about these emails and things and somebody else came across them and then they kind of opened up the gates, so to speak, and let it all out.
That's
unless it was done like that. But if it wasn't, then I don't think they should be bringing old stuff up that's 10 years ago and stuff like that and 5 years ago and then trying to convict somebody for it.
That's how all these cases
like
are now.
Unless it was a murder or something like that. Now, if somebody kills somebody, you know, it's been 10, 5 years, and then they really find out that it was this person, yeah, you get him because he was eluding the police and trying to escape and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a different scenario. That's a whole nother fish, you know.
But, I mean,
but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, he out.
Yeah, he out.
So. They want to say he resigned, but they fired him. You know, they're not going to make it look too bad for
right.
him.
Right. Quite naturally.
Because, you know, he was a white coach.
They probably told him, you know, look, you got a choice of us saying that you're fired or you want to be resigned. So it will look better if he just resigned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he won't be coaching no NFL team no more. Right. That's not going
to
happen.
Think he can go to college?
I don't know. All I know that he messed up himself. I mean, if you do got that hate in your heart towards, you know, other people because of the skin, the color of their skin.
What about the homophobic? if they got that hate in their heart towards
I
them.
Mean, don't hate them.
No, don't hate them, but you have
the right to feel how you feel, but just don't hate them.
Yeah, and don't just blurt out anything because that stuff can come back to bite you.
It'll come back and bite you like it did. So you're out. So now the Raiders got to find a whole nother coach. And the team not that good anyway.
Yeah.
But well.
So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, hey, you know, we don't hold, you know, grudges. I don't hold grudges because people are people. Sometimes, you know, they make errors and stuff like that and they have to learn from their mistake, even if they're of age. And
yeah.
you would think, why is this person thinking like this and stuff and blase and blase, but, you know, still.
Yeah.
But anyways.
More power to them. Keep your comments to yourself. You know, this time you can't say nothing about gay people.
Especially if you got a status.
They're trying to go after Dave Chappelle now.
Oh, I heard that.
And you know, he's saying about his comedy, right? Yeah. And that's Dave Chappelle. He talk about everybody. He don't care who you are.
I think these gay people, just these LGBTQ, RFGHIK,
the alphabet people.
Yeah, they just need to chill out, okay? Because people had opinions way before they all start coming out of closet. Yeah. They had opinions. So why are you trying to, you know, make people stop, you know, if they're not doing any bodily harm to you and whatnot? You can't force somebody to accept your way.
Yeah.
You cannot do it. And then if they don't accept your way, then, oh, you're going to, try
to get
lawsuit,
you fired. We're going to take all your money from you.
Yeah, and I don't think that's right.
It's not.
It's not right. Because if you talk about, because really, just if you think about it, Quan, okay, yes, it's, you know, the gay community, you know, they can't say anything. But it's kind of vice versa, kind of like, you know, the black-white thing, you know, racist thing. It's been going on for years, but how many people have really got fired from their, you know, it just started happening when somebody may say something where they might actually lose their job.
Yeah.
But a long time ago and stuff like that, nobody never really lost their job. They said something against a black person.
No, they haven't.
You know, so, hey.
But, more power to him. Yep. I wish him the best, you know.
I guess he threw up the apples and they fall where they fell.
Yeah, and you're going to leave Raider Nation in a bad situation.
But maybe they'll get another coach.
They're going to get another coach, but they're still going to be sorry. But anyway.
Yeah, anywho.
Let's get to the topic that be.
All right, let's do that then.
And we're going to introduce you guys to our guest that we have in here today. I'm pretty sure some of y'all remember him, but to the ones who don't remember him.
Just refresh their memory.
Yeah, we're going to refresh your memory. And we're going to let him introduce himself. So, Okay. Everybody give a round of applause for our guest.
How y'all doing?
We doing good. How you doing?
I'm making it. I'm good. Glad to be here again.
We appreciate you coming.
All right.
Tell the people a little something about yourself for the ones who don't know you.
Well, the one that doesn't know me, I was the one with about the aliens we talked about last time I was on y'all show, about conspiracies. You know, I told y'all I was going to be back.
That was a good conversation.
I told y'all I was going to be back, and now I'm back.
He's back. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. You know what I mean? So this time we're going to be talking about something a little bit different this time, but still something a lot of people that don't know it, but we're going to dive into it.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So let me ask you something, Sean.
Go ahead, ask me whatever you want to ask me. Let's go ahead and get to it.
He have a strong opinion about this, y'all. So, Sean, do you think African American people are the true Israelites?
Very well do.
Will you explain to the ones who don't understand it?
All right. Let's start from here, okay? Let's go to
start from the beginning.
Let's start at the home base. Let's start at Africa.
Okay.
Africa, they know their roots. They know their food.
That's
they
right.
They know who they believe in. You know what I mean? They language and everything else. Let's go to the Asians. China, you know. They know Japan, all of them. They know their backgrounds. They know their roots. White people, they know their roots. They know, you know what I'm saying? They own food. Mexican, they know their roots. They own food. Everything, you know. But the blacks, you know what I mean? The African Americans, the so-called African Americans.
Right.
Like, what do we know? We don't know. We just like we've been erased.
Seen that way.
We don't know our backgrounds. We don't know the roots. You know what I mean? We don't know anything. We just adapt to whatever they got going on over here.
So you mean like their true history?
Their true history,
not just the history they print in the textbooks at school.
Mm-hmm. Not just the history they print in the textbooks, because the history they print in the textbooks, a lot of those are
not true.
Not true at all.
I definitely believe that. That is absolutely incorrect, and they really need to stop teaching it that way.
They really do.
They really do.
A lot of the history that we learned from over the years is all not true. A lot of it just not. It's crazy stuff. But the reason I really believe that we the real Israelites is because of the fact that we the only ones that don't know anything about ourselves. You know what I mean? We've been scattered over here as slaves. And a lot of people get it twisted. They say the white man came and took this and took that.
From the Indians.
From the Indians. Matter of fact, we can go deeper than the Indians. Native Americans. You know what I mean? Like one of the oldest bones that were found was a black lady bone. You know what I mean? So they'll do anything to discredit who was here first.
I believe that too. I agree 100% with you on that.
Yeah, because they don't want to. They don't want to really. They don't know. we don't know the power that we have, what we really have. You know what I mean? We don't.
So what you're saying, that black people are special?
Yeah, very much. not just saying the ones over here, black people in general are special. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I believe that too. It's just something about, you know, the black race.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Before we dig into all of that, I want to know, let's get back to what you were saying, you know, about the history, how other nationality of people, you know, can kind of pinpoint the history, but then the black kind of just like been scattered abroad,
yeah.
Some are everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you're saying that they, you know, really cannot find their true history.
So
you believe that is because we are truly the Israelites.
We're the true Israelites. And if you read the Bibles, I'm pretty sure you know the Bible way more than I know the Bible. But we were scattered to and from. We were scattered all across the land.
Mm-hmm.
And who has been scattered like that across the land? You know what I mean?
No one, actually.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you read the Bible and look how things pan out, and look at the people, look at us as a whole. You put a group of us together, we fight each other.
We're
against each other. We glorify jury. You know, we love jury. Anything that shines in front of our
earthly
eyes, it attracts us.
For some reason,
we run to it. So even back then, when they was leading the Israelites to freedom,
Moses,
mm-hmm. And when he went away to, but they started praying to, they had another God, you know, they was praying to.
Didn't they make that out of gold? Yeah, it was a golden calf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like you can read the Bible and then look, just read the Bible, then look up, read the news. I mean, look at the news. Look what's going on, and you'll be able to see the real people of Israelite. But they don't know it because they're lost. You know, they don't know a lot of things about themselves because they're lost.
That's true. So, you know, and I believe that too, because being scattered abroad, you know, across the different places, then it would be kind of hard to pinpoint your true, you know, heritage, your true roots,
yeah.
of where you came from, because you're all over the place. You know, that's just like in London and stuff. You got black people who, you know, who were born in London, and they, you know,
speaking their language.
Yeah, they, you know, they call them like, you know, black British people,
mm-hmm.
you know, but really and truly, we know that British people are white. They are white. So then they had to, you know, these people had to have gotten over here some kind of way, right? Mm-hmm. All right. It's just like, you know, in other parts of the world, you know, then they, you know, where, you know, like, you know, different parts of the world. And then when there's black people, they kind of adapt to the, you know, the society that they're in. So, yeah, I can understand them being scattered and not coming into the real knowledge of their backgrounds.
Also, you can look at it like this, too. For the one that doesn't believe, that don't believe, you can look at it like this. All right, look who the police is attacking, okay? No matter.
Black people.
All across the world, wherever you go, China, they calling you niggers. You know what I mean?
That's true. I wonder why, though.
Because we are, they don't even know why. They don't even know why why they hate us so much.
So what you just saying, they're just doing it.
But
they don't know why.
It's in them, but they don't really know why, because it's like they bred it to hate us. They bred it to hate us. Now look at the,
that's true.
When y'all was talking about the gay community, which I don't have no problem with. I have gay friends. I have gay relatives. You know, I don't have any problem with them, but at the same time, they get more protection than the black people over here.
They really do.
They got mad at Kaepernick for taking a knee for equal rights and justice. But then they turn around and give the gays all the rights. Turns around when the Asians were getting attacked. Biden put in a bill to protect Asians. But then,
I remember that.
Then why not us? Because it's not in them to protect us. The Bible, I look at it, gotta be fulfilled. So it's
just, you got some debt right there now. I'm telling you, you got some debt right there now. You opening up, you know, a new can
because
or something.
I'm being honest, because it gotta be fulfilled. We're gonna continue to go down this road until we figure out who we is and learn to do the right thing.
Yeah,
because right now we in bondage.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna stay on this path until we wake up. So this is something we have to go through, and we the only one that's really going through this.
That's true when you look at it as a whole. We are the people that, you know, has got so much going on, you know, with the race and, you know, the ways of the people. It's just all, it has something. It's something there.
Yeah. And also, remember when COVID first came out, it wasn't attacking no black people. They looked in Africa. Africa only had like a real light pink. But every other country, everybody was across the world was like red. Mm-hmm. And they were wondering how come black people really wasn't getting it. Right. So all of a sudden, they did something to that something to that stuff. And all of a sudden, now black people were dying from it.
Yeah.
Because it was originally, they wanted us to get sick. And they were trying to get us to get sick. They were trying to put fear in us to make us all thought we were just going to die if we even walk outside the way they were putting it. You know, it would.
But I think that kind of backfired.
It backfired a lot because that's not in God's plan.
Yeah.
You know, when they had a plan, it was something to override their plan.
That is so true.
Thank you. That's just what it is. This way you can look and really tell that the true Israelites. We can stay out in the sun.
And don't burn.
Or either get sun's cancer. Because, matter of fact, we stay out in the sun, it'll make us stronger. It'll make your immune system a bit stronger.
That's that melanin.
And I'm not trying to down anybody that's not black, but at the same time, the sun can make you very sick. If you stay out in it, you'll get burnt, and sometimes you'll have to go to the doctor because you have sores that come on you.
Or get skin cancer.
Skin cancer. You know what I mean? Because it's just something about our people. And one more thing. Look at the lungs, the hearts, the organs. It's just stronger.
Yeah, that's true too.
They that's why a lot of black kids that they go missing because then they find them, but now their organs is gone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's something in us that's very stronger than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that's really interesting, and you know, a lot of things that you was hitting on about you know, back to, you know, when Biden signed the bill to protect the Asians. But a bill like that was never ever put in place for black
us,
people.
But no, it wouldn't. It won't be.
I mean, all through history, it has never been really in place for black people.
Nothing.
And I find that just a little bit odd too. I don't wish no ill will on no one. And I'm like, stop the hate. Stop the hate on everyone. You know, don't hurt people because they're not black or they're not white or whatever. You know, don't do that. But on the other hand, when you see somebody as like the president of the United States stepping up and signing a bill like this, but didn't do it for black people who've been burned, lynched, drugged, hanged, you know, killed for no reason and nothing.
Yeah, you got to think about it also, too. Is one more thing.
That's right.
Whenever they see us in a group or even coming together strong, they get scared. And people don't understand why when we come together, they get scared. What are you scared of? You're like, when we try to build something in a community, you get a better community. They don't want it. They get scared. Let's go back to when Martin Luther King was getting up everybody and he was doing the marching and whatever. When people don't know is when they fired the shot and it hit him, a lot of people say that he died there. In reality, as you go back, some people, a lot of history report saying that he didn't die there. He died in the hospital and he was suffocated by one of the doctors
and a
nurse seen it. But that's what they put in the books for us to read, saying that he was assassinated with a gunshot. Really, he died in the hospital of suffocation. But that's what they put out about us because we are the true ones. But we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to realize who we are and the power we possess.
We really do need to wake up. So you think that, and like I said, we're not racist or anything by no means. I am a people person and I love people of all colors. But what are you're saying that they are actually sort of kind of trying to whitewash it?
They already did.
So, you know, I believe that too because, you know, we know Jesus was Jewish, yet in all the history, he's been painted as a white man.
He's been painted as a white man. But
with
people,
blue eyes and, with, you know, blondish, brownish hair.
But then if you,
and that's not true because that's not the way the Bible described him.
But that's what, even when the Bible described him, they still put what they want to put because they want to brainwash a lot of people that did in the past.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? But now look at us. Look at the average black man or the black woman. Look at their eyes. You know, look at their eyes. Look at the skin complexion. Look at the hair, the average one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like reddish looking eyes. Maybe it's really brown looking eyes, but looking at it, it looked like whatever they seen back in the Bible days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They described his eyes of like a ball of fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really just a different.
And hair was like lamb wool, mm-hmm.
And, you know, feet was like tarnished brass, you know, and all of that. And so this goes, you know, this goes back in Bible days, you know, really, because, you know, God created everybody. So it wasn't just that we, you know, black people dropped out of thin air, you know, and just, or either, I don't know, a curse or whatever people want to call it, whatever. But, you know, because there was a lot of black people who were in the Bible who actually, you know, took center stage a lot. Solomon was one of them, but a lot of times they always like to say that, you know, he wasn't black, but Solomon said that he was black. And his son David, I believe that's, yeah, David. David was also a dark-skinned guy, and he was very handsome, too. But if you let the world tell it, you know, it's like he's very, very fair-skinned. They almost like they can't pinpoint, even in the Bible, where black people are. But they can tell you it's most likely this person was Caucasian. But why? Yeah, I'm 100% with you. And like I said, you know, God knows the truth. He knows the real truth. I wish that our black people could pull together and we could be something, you know, something, you know, because, you know, you can actually see that black people hold, they hold this special gift in the inside, and they can do so much. But what stops them is their way of thinking.
There you go.
All right. Let me ask you something. This is probably going to be a little to the left. If other races dislike us so much, why do they try their best to mimic us, look like us?
This
girl, you know why, girl. We got like, fire, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you now, black people can do it all. I'm just telling you, I ain't just saying it because I'm black and whatnot, but it ain't really nothing that black people really cannot do.
You got to think about it, too. All right. it's like not saying that they want to beat us. They wouldn't mind being.
I don't think they
want to
have the life
they don't want,
that we live.
They don't want to.
But they want to look like us, especially black women.
They want to. Yeah, they want the figure. See, the average black lady don't have to go to the gym and work out to keep her shape. She's born with it. She has to maintain or get a tan. They may have to maintain the shape. But,
yeah, you definitely got to maintain.
You know,
yourself,
but
you know,
but the average black lady, the average black man, is born already in shape. So you just have to maintain it.
You know,
I'm not saying like everybody else is just butt ugly. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
We're not saying that.
Oh, absolutely not, because there are some beautiful people out in the world who are not black people. You know, and there are beautiful people who are black people. It's just saying that, you know, it's just something there that it's just something, you know, they call it swagger. It's just born with some swagger.
Yeah, it's just like a little kid watching a Superman or Batman. They like, it's like little kids grow up wanting to be that.
Yeah.
Black people over here, even though we don't have our own culture, we are trendsetters.
That's true.
Whatever we do, whatever we call hot, that's what they want
to
say.
Even down to the words.
Yeah, all the way down to the slangs, to the way we talk, to what we wear. They watching us. They studying us because they want to be just like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want
that swag
it. They
like
want
that.
Yeah, because it's just like we trendsetter. No matter what we wear, we can wear something but ugly. We can make it hot.
That's true.
Guess what? Just what's gonna
that's
be on
true.
Sale on the next day
that's,
is what we wear.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Because Adele, the singer, she just got grilled by some people on Twitter and stuff for wearing the bang two knots in her hair. You know, it was cute and everything, but they kind of grilled her.
I seen that. Yeah, she was rocking the black woman hairstyle, and she got...
I haven't seen it.
She got grilled from Twitter.
You know, she was cute and everything, but she got a little roasted.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
And you know the thing that get me when a black person call a white person out on, you know, trying to steal they culture, and then the white person say, well, that's not your culture. You didn't have that first. Like the braids, the cornrows. They so quick to say that the black people didn't have that first, or you know the figure.
Oh, they know that.
They know that they never used to get their hair braided because they had. I'm just saying, like, I feel like, you know, Caucasians and people that who have that type of hair, their scalp cannot take that grip like that, you know, and they didn't have that way of, you know, doing their hair. It was just ponytails for them. But black people have always had braids. Always.
Right. I must say, Sean, you really brought it today.
Thank you very much.
our black community, we are special.
Very special. And we will always be special.
That's right.
Yep, that's
and it's right. My little boy, by the way. That's my son. Yeah, bring him with me sometime.
Well, I must say, I really, really enjoyed this conversation.
Same here.
Thank you, Sean, for stopping by again.
Well, thank
you. We hope you don't become a stranger.
I won't.
Continue to come.
I will.
Continue to bring your knowledge.
I will.
Yeah, you guys out there in radio land or podcast land or however you're listening to us, give us some feedback. Tell us what you think on this segment today, our podcast segment, because it was really deep, you know, it was really deep. And if you got any questions or you got any comments or what you believe, then, you know, hit us up in our, you know, on our social media apps and let us know what you're feeling.
That's right, guys. And with that, don't forget to download, comment, subscribe, follow us on social media, support us on anchor.fm. Any platform that's out there that do podcasts, y'all support us. Till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye.